Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. I am absolutely livid that you are still in this dancing competition. It's beyond a joke now. I don't even want to talk about it because it annoys us. Christopher Ramsey.
Wow. You know the papers are going to clip that up and to take that out of context.
Let them.
Rosie Ramsey, absolutely livid, doesn't even want to talk about Strictly.
Yeah.
That'll be the headline.
It's true.
And then
true.
People click and it goes, she joked on their podcast. So annoying.
I can see it now. Oh, scribble, scribble.
extra, read all about it. On supportive wife. Guys, it's episode 41.
Well done.
41.
Yeah, it is.
I checked it before we started because I was sick of not knowing.
So professional.
It is episode 41. It is indeed. And before we start, a word from this week's lucrative sponsor.
It's actually embarrassing
this
now.
Week's sponsor is mayonnaise.
Oh.
Hey, that sandwich dry? Get some mayonnaise in it.
Right.
That potato dry? Get some mayonnaise in it. Hey, we having on that pasta? Tuna? Get some mayonnaise in as well. Oh, hey, no fancy ketchup today? Get some mayonnaise on them chips.
Had you ever thought about this?
It's egg butter. That's the slogan. Egg butter.
There's no eggs in mayonnaise.
Are you taking the piss? It's made from eggs.
It's olive oil.
It's eggs? Are you serious? There's egg on the front of the Hellmann's. There's a picture of eggs. Mayonnaise is made of eggs. Oh, you're stupid.
But olive oil as well.
All right, no. Right. You thought mayonnaise was made from just olive oil. That would mean it was olive oil. Not mayonnaise.
What am I thinking of then?
I don't know. But it's mayonnaise. Yeah, I tell you what, sometimes, for a clever person, sometimes.
When have I ever said that I'm clever? Never in my life have I ever said that I'm clever. So don't even, I mean, the fact that I'm coming across like that is, it's doing us good. Have we stopped this now?
Mix it with ketchup.
Burger sauce.
Like burger sauce. Slash the stuff that they put prawn cocktail in.
That's what
I have on my chips.
I've started doing that on the regs, me, now.
It's a lovely bit of mayonnaise mixed with ketchup. Oh, a little tiny bit less ketchup than mayonnaise. Oh.
I do like mayonnaise. Oh. I wish we were actually being sponsored by mayonnaise because that would be lucrative.
Do you know we got sent mayonnaise?
What do you mean?
A mayonnaise company sent multiple bottles of mayonnaise to our management because
when?
I mentioned mayonnaise. Because I mentioned on the podcast how much I like mayonnaise. They sent loads of mayonnaise.
I never saw this mayonnaise.
Well, I just told them to give it to people in the office or use it in the fridge.
Are you taking the piss?
It's just a couple of bottles of mayonnaise.
We got sent free mayonnaise give it out to
you
people in the office.
You think I want to look the postman in the eye as I've got a sign for a box of mayonnaise like a psychopath?
Was it a box? Hang on. You said a couple of bottles. Was it a box of mayonnaise?
Enough bottles to fill a box.
Shit me. We're not getting paid for this shit and you're giving away mayonnaise.
Hey, listen. I'm just, you know, I was just watching me figure.
I'm raging.
Not because you get that much mayonnaise, you've got to go out and buy just slightly less ketchup to mix it all with.
I went to the shops the other day, like a mug, bought two things of mayonnaise,
yeah.
A doubler.
It's expensive, isn't it?
You're giving it away?
I didn't, in all honesty, I couldn't have someone post us up a box of mayonnaise. I felt stupid. I felt stupid.
I'm sorry, but if our management will listen to this, do not let him deal with the correspondence of mayonnaise anymore, because I would have had that mayonnaise. Sandra would have had some mayonnaise.
Oh, she would have as well, you know.
Robin likes mayonnaise.
We've got loads of, what was it, the idea of wine? Do you like wine? I told them I'd just have all that as well. I didn't think we
what?
I'm joking. Oh, that was real anger.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm joking. We didn't get sent any wine.
I don't even believe you now. We've lost all the trust. I'm really sorry, guys. You haven't listened to this domestic, because Chris is just giving away food to people.
Food!
And London people who work in the office, they're doing all right.
Listen, they're not doing all right. They live in London. The overheads are high. You know what? Bit of mayonnaise.
Do they need that mayonnaise?
Might have made the kids' sandwiches a lot nicer that week.
Fair enough.
There you go.
My God.
Sharon's caring.
Aye.
Yeah. It might have went off anyway. It was loads. Listen, like, it was so much mayonnaise.
What's happening? Can we just crack on? You've really upset us. You didn't even tell us about that. This is meant to be a partnership. Was it through this podcast?
Yes.
So that was half my mayonnaise.
Look, I will go and buy you some mayonnaise.
Which you just handed out around the office.
I'll go and buy you some mayonnaise tomorrow.
It'll not taste as nice.
Well, no, because it's not free.
Exactly.
I'll go and steal some mayonnaise tomorrow.
Okay. The jingle. Here's the jingle.
Fuck me.
We need to stop doing that. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Hello and welcome back.
Pull up a chair.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Gaston just came in the room then.
When I was a lad, I ate 4 dozen eggs / 2 bottles of mayonnaise.
Listen.
Hey.
Shut up about that mayonnaise. Welcome back. Pull up a chair. Get yourself a hot cuppa. And then just enjoy listening.
Just enjoy.
To this.
Cheers. Winecast.
Plonkcast. Cheers.
Plonkcast this week.
Sorry, we'll have to have a sip now that we've done that.
Sip.
Lovely. Jabbly.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm knackered again. I'm knackered off me dancing.
This is just the story of your life at the minute.
Crazy, innit? I've never been this tired.
I can't, we'll just get out of the way now. We'll talk about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that you're still there.
Yeah, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, guys. Oh my God, what's happening?
How are you still in the competition? No disrespect.
Thank you. It's an entertainment show, isn't it? At the end of the day, it's not a pure dancing competition, so it doesn't matter if you're not the absolute best dancer. If people like watching you,
they'll totally agree.
They'll keep you in.
Totally agree.
This isn't the most organised or kind of structured or slickest podcast out there, but people seem to like it.
Beg to bloody differ.
People seem to like it, so you know, it's one of them things. If you listen to this now and you've been voting for me and Karen once again, thank you so much. It's awesome.
Do you think you could win?
I wouldn't go that far.
I don't know anymore. I don't know. We were genuinely worried that you wouldn't get past week one.
After week one, I was embarrassed and I was like, well, I'm obviously out next week. So what's the point in any of this?
It's crazy.
Now it's
exciting.
Blackpool. Did Blackpool.
Mm-hmm.
Me crotch has got its own Twitter account now.
Oh my, I was just going to say that.
Whoever you are who made that, stop that. Stop that now.
But did you see the picture of your ding-a-ling in the papers?
I think they photoshopped that. I don't think Karen would let me get away with that.
Do you know the only person who will ever know?
Who?
Probably.
Yeah.
Me.
You.
And I don't know.
I'll tell you.
I'm not telling anyone.
I'll tell you a little secret, right? They put them pink pants on me and they were pushing from the front. There was no room at the front, so they were basically just pushing me fellas. Through me legs and almost out the back. So I said that in the wardrobe, because I'm a joy to work with, in the wardrobe room, I actually said the phrase, me bollocks are almost in me arsehole.
That's nice.
What they did was they put
professional.
I'm very
really
professional. They put a diamond of fabric in the crotch to give us more space.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether that just, folded out and created some kind of optical illusion. I don't know what it was.
No, it might have been your penis.
Well,
Were you a little bit excited?
I enjoyed the dance, but not that much.
Was it not the Blackpool?
Not enough to be flopping around Blackpool with a semi on live telly. No, absolutely not. There's no way I enjoyed it that much. I get so scared of the dancers, me dick normally shrivels inside my body like a little acorn. Like a dog's knob.
Oh gosh, that's going to be in the papers now. Chris Ramsey has semi on round dance floor. The BBC can't believe it.
One angry viewer wrote, my TV license going towards him getting a semi on the telly. I'll be cancelling it forthwith. I do not pay my TV license to see his half-mast cock on a bouncy dance floor in Blackpool.
This is Blackpool, not Benidorm. Hey, funny.
And while we're at it, Uptown Funk sounded a lot like fuck, and I'm angry.
I read something interesting the other day.
Yeah.
Online. Uh-huh. This was on Twitter, actually. I'm getting a bit more into Twitter recently. But I still get very confused. We talk about this whole thing. This is different to this, well, but...
The love I'm feeling on Twitter from this podcast and from Strictly has been unbelievable recently.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
I think there's a lot more smars on Twitter.
There's a lot more smars, yeah.
Than there is Instagram.
Sometimes I think people just want to have a little comment or say something or send something to you rather than, you know... I mean, I use Instagram and I do enjoy Instagram, but I don't take many photos. It's not something I do.
No.
Everyone else stands around taking photos fucking nonstop. I've got nothing to put on. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you need a picture though, don't you? To put on Instagram.
Yeah, that's the point. So yeah. It's more for people who can take more photos. Where sometimes if you just want to put a little comment on, just stick it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say is I'm trying to learn a bit more about politics at the minute.
Oh God.
No, honestly, I want to just know. We're 33-year-olds, you know what I mean? We should know more about what's going on. I really try. I watch stuff. I try to watch the news. I try to read. I have no fucking idea what's going on in this country right now. Yeah. I swear, I've really, really tried. Uh-huh. And even from all angles.
Yeah.
And I can't work it out. I'm just completely lost.
I find it boring and I find it sad. And when something big happens, this is no word of a lie. I don't know if I've told you this. You know Matt Ford, political comedian Matt Ford, friend
he's great.
Of ours.
Yeah.
So when something big happens, I just text him to find out what the crack is.
Oh, really?
Is. Ed Gamble does the same. So we'll just text Fordy and Fordy, he'll break it down for you. And you go, cheers, mate.
That's a good idea.
He's pulled us out with some dark places.
That's a good idea.
He's a great guy.
And is he not biased to a side?
He's Labour and he loves Tony Blair, but he likes politics, like weirdly, like the way I watch UFC, where I want the best fighter to win, he's kind of like that.
I feel like you just get people's opinions.
Yeah.
And they're not exactly your opinion. I don't know, it's just so confusing. Anyway, this was on Twitter the other day. What do you think of this? Mum went on a date and wasn't feeling it. The guy fully texted her back and asked her to send him $4.95 for her J&T. Believe that. So her mum has replied, I wish you lots of luck in finding your special person. Take care and it was nice meeting you. And this guy has replied, oh dear, it's expensive being a man being rejected all the time. Please be kind enough to put $4.95 in my account to pay for your drink. Account is NatWest, sword code, account code. Thanks.
Wow.
How many dates does he go on?
But what? No, so they had one drink. So that's a stinker of a date.
Just had the one drink.
One drink. She's like, say, very nice thing to say that. Yeah. Like, you know, good luck and all that.
He's clearly horrific. I'm sorry.
Right. He's either horrific or he's just not her type, but he then takes being knocked back really fucking badly.
Yeah, but you need to understand that is the horrific person who would do that.
Yes. Or he's very skint.
Well, then don't go on dates. And don't offer to pay if you're really skint. Don't go on a date if you're skint and don't offer to pay.
Yeah.
Or go for a walk.
Or literally say at the beginning of the date, say, look, what do you want to drink? By the way, if this doesn't go well, I will be wanting the money back.
Yeah.
It's a kind of offer, It's a kind of offer that I'm running. You know,
I get that.
Yeah, if the date doesn't come to full sex, I want the money back for the drink. But this drink that you're about to drink, this delicious G&T you're about to drink, if I can put my penis inside you later on, this will be free.
Like a prostitute.
Free drink. No.
So you're saying that she should have sex with him because he's bought her a drink?
I'm saying that's what he thinks is going to happen.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Even having a nice date. That's just... I paid $4.95 for a drink for you.
Or maybe what he was going to do is on the second date, he was going to do the old, oh, my card's not working in the machine, and then like get her to buy him loads of things.
Right, okay.
And then disappear into the night. That would be a good one.
I just found it so funny.
Once he's $4.99 back. What did that have to do with politics?
Absolutely nothing. I've just seen it on Twitter. And I just thought it was funny.
I thought something like political was got
no, oh God, no. No, no, no. It just matched with Twitter.
Oh, great.
Just because sometimes Twitter throws up beautiful things. Like, I love a GIF and I love a meme.
Yeah.
But
well, it's that
the politics side I don't like.
On Sunday night, someone sent us, after the results show, the Strictly Results show, someone sent me the Paul Rudd.
Oh.
Hey, look at us. Look at us. Who'd have thought it?
Not me.
Someone sent that saying, Claudia, Karen and Chris, when they're in Claudia's area on the results show when he gets through. Hey, look at us. Who'd have thought it? Not me.
It's so true. I can't believe you're still there. But long may it continue.
Oh, it's good fun. It's good fun.
My liver is knackered.
Yeah.
Knackered, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know me, Uncle Kev?
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't know this, we've been having a party every week, the Strictly party. They get a little bit out of hand. My Uncle Kevin is now on 0% beers because at the beginning of the night, because it's just too much.
Amazing. Because let's be honest, Strictly finishes about 20 past 8. Mm-hmm. You psychopaths are still out at 2 o'clock in the morning. People leave here.
Yeah, I know.
Your dad got turfed out of your Uncle Kevin's house at 4 a.m. the other week. Kevin was livid.
Aye. Derek and John still sat there, bloody 4 o'clock
menaces,
in the morning.
Menaces. Well, your dad that time, when I had my second stag do at the bungalow,
mm.
your dad stayed all night. But what he does is he just picks a spot to stand in.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't move. I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast before, but he had big Asda George jeans on, or Wrangler jeans, dark blue.
Yeah.
He had his arse on me white kitchen wall, and there's a big blue arse print, and I painted it at 3 a.m. I got the emulsion out.
Yeah, you're mental.
Well, I woke up in the morning and there was no blue arse print.
But nobody would do that. Nobody in the right mind would get the paint out at 3 o'clock in the morning and start painting the wall. You've got problems.
We've discussed this before. If you tidy up everything while you're pissed, you don't remember doing it, so you don't really, you're not annoyed that you had to do the tidying because you're kind of, it's, you know, drunk you did it. You wake up in the morning, the place is tidy.
We'll never agree on that.
Plus, doing all the tidying while not drinking. If you drink loads of water and do all the tidying for an hour, it sobers you up a bit before you go to bed.
We're not going to agree on this.
Planning.
Part of my pleasure being drunk is sitting on the sofa, mm-hmm. You know, watching the telly, having a cry, eating ham.
Eating ham.
That's a good night.
You do eat ham. You eat a lot of ham from the packet.
I love ham, you know. I do. I really like processed ham. Cheaper
really
the better.
You like the really cheap stuff, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like the Bear, the Billy Bear stuff.
Oh yes. It's expensive
though. Don't send with any if you're listening.
Send us it all.
Oh God.
The Paw Patrol one.
Good heavens.
The Bear one. I'll have it all.
Well, how do they get the different colours?
What do you mean?
How do they make the different patterns?
Oh, it's probably like a pig's bell end or something. I don't know. Who knows? Child's foot skin. I don't know what's in there.
Paw Patrol would do Marshall's nose. Marshall's nose in the middle. You have to tune a bit harder, kids, because that's a pig's bell end. Enjoy your dinner.
Mm.
What's on your plate? What's on your plate?
Pig's bell end.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? Hey, you back again for more, are you? I completely forgot about it. So that was improvised as shit. Sorry. He's back.
The angry man who does the jingle for What's Your Beef is back. Back again for more. Oh God, I'm delirious with tiredness.
Hey gosh.
Okay. My beef with you this week, I was running out. I was running low on beefs.
Mm.
And the other day, we sat on the sofa, and within the space of about 45 minutes, I had to open my phone 3 times and write 3 things in that you did that were absolutely minging.
Oh.
3 things in a row. And I don't know which one to pick. I think I'm going to pick this one.
Oh, great.
You turned to me the other day
mm.
on the sofa,
mm-hmm.
and you, out of nowhere, you got us to pause Downton Abbey, and you said to me the words, I've been meaning to tell you this, but I think Robin would cope really well if we ever split up. So that just came from nowhere. That was lovely. Lovely little, you know, as a man who works away quite a lot. Just a really lovely little stab out of nowhere.
Can we elaborate? Well, the reason why I think you would cope very well is that you have been dancing intimately with another woman. Very much not at home, spending all of your time with another woman. He's never, never, raised any questions
he
with Chris?
Absolutely
with
hasn't,
Robin.
To be fair, has he?
He's not even asked.
He's just like, oh, there's Daddy dancing.
Well, no, he calls his Chris and Karen, which is weird. He's like, oh, Chris and Karen dancing today? I'm like, yes, son. But he's never asked anymore, like, why? Why is Daddy just dancing with this woman and not with his family? So honestly, if and when we do split up,
when
he'll be fine. I'm not even worried about him.
Oh well, that's good. That was lovely to hear.
It's there like is... no, but this is like the sounding board. Do you know what I mean? Not a lot of people get this.
The test run.
I think everyone should kind of just maybe go on Strictly or something, just to see how the kids react. And if the kids are like, "Oh, why is Daddy with that woman?" then you'd be like, "Right, we can't split up yet." Because they'll not handle it.
He'll
but the other side is like, right, Robin doesn't really give a shit. So, listen, we'll be fine if it happens.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. Got to take these things with a pinch of salt.
I was thinking about this today. It's so like the honesty of kids, of like a 4-year-old is so amazing. I was thinking this, you know, when people come round, if it's not someone he wants to come round, he just drops to the floor and screams no.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Like, got it. Like, I love the honesty of that. Like, me dad knocked at the door today, and I thought, is he going to be like, because remember, you came in the house once, me mum and dad were here, and he was expecting Lucy and Finn, his friends, were like, oh, they're coming later, and he didn't understand later. And he walked into the living room, and my mum and dad were sitting on the sofa, and he went, no, and just dropped to the floor.
Not you!
I really admire that honesty. I'd love to. Sometimes when my doorbell rings, I open the door and I think, I'd love to scream not you in your face and shut the door.
Get away with it. Not you.
I'm jealous of him. I'd just love to go, no, and just slam the door and just run off. It'd be amazing. What's your beef?
My beef this week is a reoccurring beef from a while ago that you still have not rectified, even though we have talked about it as a beef.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Continue.
You don't seem to be able to do a job or an errand in the house without getting some sort of assistance from me. Oh, Rosie, I'm going to put the bins out. I'm going to do a couple of little jobs. I'm going to put the bins out. Can you pass us the recycling bin? Can you pass us this? I thought you were fucking doing a job. Not together. Not teamwork.
Listen, when
why
I did that...
Why can't you do it by yourself?
Because I had me big boots on and I didn't want to unlace them, right? And I had like wet leaves and stuff on and I didn't want to come in the house and get the floor dirty because that would add to another job of wiping the floor that I'd need you to
That's
pass
rubbish.
Us something
it's
for.
Rubbish. It's like because you're doing a job, you need me to know that you're doing that job.
Yeah.
Like you need to just get like clarification from me.
We're a team.
Chris, I do so many jobs that you don't even know about because you know what? I just do them. I don't tell you. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that because you've never told us.
Well, why would you? Just stuff
you
happens.
You need a little gold star at the end of every job. I need to tell you that. I've done the dishes or that. I've done whatever and I need a little
You do it all the time?
Oh, well, I need it. It keeps us going. I'm like Tinkerbell. I've run on little bits of applause.
Oh, my Christ. But yeah, I'm actually running out of beefs.
Yeah?
I might have to, I don't know.
I've got a couple. I've got a couple left. I've got a few. You keep doing the adult thing. It's because we're not seeing each other much at the moment.
Well, that's why, I think.
Yeah.
I think we're getting on all right because
we're not annoying each other.
I know. Anyway, though, I've come up with a new feature for the show.
Got a new feature. Amazing. Very exciting.
Yeah. So, do you know how we get questions from the public?
Yeah.
We'll do that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But this is just like an extra thing.
And okay.
Because, obviously, we get sent a lot of poo stories.
Ovs.
But, you know, not everyone wants to hear about poo all the time. Well, I think people do, but I just thought we could once a week talk about a poo story.
Right.
The best poo story.
Okay.
So I've come up with a jingle.
Right.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It's going to be live.
Okay. You've recorded it on your phone?
Well, no, I'm going to harmonise with the recording on my phone.
Good God.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit with a little bit of shit. Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
Hey. Oh, you used your phone as your own backing singer. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. This one time at band camp, I used my phone as my backup singer. Fucking loser.
Does it sound good, though?
It sounded really good. I'll be honest with you. It sounded really good. I'm very excited for this poo story. Let's go.
Here we've got a little cheeky little poo story. Hello, Rosie and Chris. This is from Anonymous. They need to clarify is it that now? It's anonymous.
Have they kept it anonymous the whole way through, or are they going to fucking name themselves?
Eh, that was funny.
What a pillock.
I know. No, it's anonymous. My husband's friend spent a romantic night in a fancy hotel with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They got down to business, moving all around the bed, doing lots of different positions and different acts of a very sexual nature.
Good Lord.
I know. Fun and games. When they had finished and she'd gone to the bathroom, he noticed a massive skid mark on the pillow.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Again, I'm going to have my catchphrase. What is wrong with everyone? I'm sorry. You know if you've got a skiddy arse. Don't be shagging someone with a skiddy arse. Go and have a courtesy wipe. You filthy pigs. You filthy. You can feel. Do you know what I mean? You can feel it.
You know. It's uncomfortable.
You can feel if there's a bit of skid down it. Yeah.
So...
Oh.
Owing to what they had just done, he knew it was his.
Fuff.
It gets better.
I hate him.
Because it was a very new relationship and he was embarrassed, he quickly turned the pillow over and had an idea started to form in his head.
Oh,
when she came back in and they were settling down for the night, he removed the pillow from the bed and recoiled in disgust, announcing that there was something on the pillow.
Jesus Christ.
He marched out to reception with the pillow. Shut up, he did.
They both had a look and agreed it was a shit skit.
A shit skit.
He feigned anger, got dressed, picked up the pillow, and marched out into the hall with the pillow in hand to complain at reception. He went in the lift to another floor, left the pillow in the hall, and returned back to his room saying he had complained. They had apologized and taken the skiddy pillow away.
Wow.
This is all a true story.
What a guy. That's actually. So he didn't take it down, he pretended to. Very good.
He just left it outside someone's room.
I'm assuming somewhere in our 10,000 emails, we're going to have another one of just a random person. One day I was staying in a hotel and in the morning I walked past and someone left a skid-marked pillow in the middle of the fucking hallway for no reason. It's the mystery pillow. We still talk about it to this day.
I think the thing I love about these poo stories, though, is the sheer, like, you would be mortified.
Yeah.
If that happened.
God.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. How are you getting? What kind of crazy sex are you having when you are basically at the other end of the bed, your arse is up near the pillow, the business end of the bed, scraping your arse along like a dog pulling his arse along the carpet, like a dog with worms.
Well, no, could have been sat down on the pillow.
Right.
With his arse, open why arse.
Why does he have his gaping arse crack on a pristine white fancy hotel pillow? This man does not deserve to be in hotels. He should be his photo should be up in the reception of every hotel, and he should walk in and they should go, absolutely not, get out, hide the pillows, it's skid mark Steve, hide the pillows.
Oh God.
Animal.
I can't breathe.
Can you remember when we went to that hotel in Edinburgh?
Yes.
Yeah,
there was
a turd in the toilet. We checked in to a hotel in Edinburgh, a really nice hotel. I don't even want to name them because I don't want to slag them off because they're lovely. We checked in, geek posh hotel, went into the room, unpacked and everything. You went to the toilet and you came out and you were like, you seen this? And they were like, had you just had a poo in the toilet and you didn't want to admit you had a poo?
Absolutely not. I was going to ask you the same thing.
Wow.
No.
I remember we got a free bottle of wine out of that.
We got a nice bottle of red.
But I was at reception and I was like, I'll tell them. And I stood there. The lady was on the phone and there was no one at reception. I thought, right, I'll tell her. And I'm not joking. And the minute you put the phone down, I turned around. There was about three people behind us in the queue. And like, I could, like, good day. I have just checked in and there was a chard in my toilet. Like, so I had to... I pulled up to one side and I don't know what you thought I was going to say, but I was like, there was a shit in the toilet and she was fuming, like, but we got a free bottle of wine out of it, which was good.
We did. Hotel de turd.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It's time for question from the public.
Question from the public. Public.
Public.
Public. Public.
Public.
We should do a full song for that.
We should do. We'll see.
Yeah. I'll come up with something for next week. All
right, great.
I'm on it. Don't worry.
Good. What we got?
Okay. First question. Hello, Mr. and Mrs. R.
Ooh.
Here's a question for you. I love asking this one. Mm. So I think it's a question they ask a lot of people. Chris, if you saw Rosie being arrested and put into the back of a police car and you didn't know why, what would your first thought be as the reason she had been arrested?
Wow.
Have we been asked this before?
No, that's an amazing question.
Sure, we haven't been asked this.
I'm positive.
I never know. Anyway. I don't think we have.
That's a brilliant question.
Why?
So I'm just walking down the street.
Mm. Say you're walking back to our house.
Yeah.
The police are literally, and I'm like, Chris, it wasn't me.
And you're getting locked
up. I didn't do it.
Oh.
Don't believe what they say. What do you think I'll have done?
Wow. What would you have done? I can't imagine you doing anything that the police would want to get you for.
Wow.
What would I think? I'm trying to put myself in the headspace now. I'm walking the
street. They've asked me in the same question to Rosie about Chris. Could it be anything?
Right, remain silent.
What do you think I've got in us? What could I do?
I don't know what you would have done, but I imagine it would have been while you were on your period.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell the judge. Yeah.
Because let's be honest, you're a different kind of beast when you're on your period.
I am vile.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? Because I'm like the worst person in the world about a day leading up to it. Happens.
It's
I'm horrible.
It's not a
week.
Day. It's not a day. It's easier. Your entire life, you're either on or due on. It's either I'm due on. You're due on for 2.5 weeks. You're on for 1.5 weeks. And there's a 4-day period where I'm not even here, where you're all right.
You've got to bang on. No, there's about a week. A week a month, I'm lovely.
Yeah.
The rest of it, I'm horrible.
So this crime will have definitely happened during then.
Absolutely.
It's weird because I think in this scenario, I walk up the street and I see you getting put in the police van, mm-hmm. right? And I'm like, oh my God. And you're like, I didn't do it. I'm innocent. I'm innocent. I didn't do it. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Hey, everyone, what's going on? Hey, stop it. Get off. Hey, get off her. And no one's listening to us. They're just completely ignoring us. And then I walk into the house and I see me own dead body and I'm a ghost and you murdered me.
What? You've got to make it all about you, don't you? Had nothing to do with you.
No, I think
it was you looking at me in the police car and what have I done?
But I
Why
don't know,
you
but
dead?
I think you've murdered us. That's
well, I
point.
Think of anyone that I might murder, it would probably be you.
There we go then.
Right.
What would you think I would have done?
Like being aggressive while driving.
Do I do that?
Well, no, but I think you could be. It would be, you would have had an altercation with someone.
Right. Over something stupid.
Over something ridiculous.
I reckon probably the neighbours will have caught me putting stuff in their bin and claimed that I wasn't allowed to do it, and I reckon it would have kicked
off. Yeah. One too many times, somebody will have caught you on a bad day And like when you went to the fish and chip shop that time and somebody was going, hello. And then the other person went, I don't know who he is. Who are you? And they'll catch you in a bad moment and they'll go, oh, fuck off. I don't know who you are. Which I wouldn't blame you. And then you'll get arrested for, you know, swearing at an old woman.
That is one of my pet peeves when people just, when people want a photo and stuff, which is absolutely fine. It's great. Like, I never thought I'd be, like, you know, I don't know if famous is the word, but I never thought people would want photos of me and want us to sign stuff and that. And
yeah.
It's lovely. But I don't expect people to know who I am. I don't expect anyone to know who I am ever. But I do expect, while someone is there knowing who I am, I do expect another person to not just stand there screaming, I don't know who you are, into your face like a rude fucking prick. If you're one of the people who does that, stop it. It's really annoying. I don't know where to put myself. When people are like, I don't know who you are. That's absolutely cool, man. You don't need it. Well, who are you? Well, I don't know who you fucking are either, and I'm not screaming it in your fucking face. And this daft cunt wants a photo with us, so I'm obviously fucking someone, so shut your shit. Sick of it. Fuck me.
So true.
Your Honour.
Okay, a little question here.
Yeah.
This isn't rude or anything. It's just a random question. I thought it was quite interesting. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Yesterday, I listened to the episode where the word booking.
Yes.
With the word booking.
Sponsored by the word booking.
I myself am Russian.
Oh.
And I love learning funny English slang words.
Wow.
I found booking so funny that when I came home from work, I used it a couple of times in a conversation with my partner, who was born in Dorchester, but lived half of his life in Scotland.
Brilliant.
Hoping he would laugh together with me, surprisingly, he did not know what this word meant. And when I told him what it meant and where I got it from, he said that this word could not be used with such meaning, and even if it could, it is not nasty or offensive.
Right.
He did not believe me or you. We had an argument, and I even went on Google to prove him wrong, but wow. I couldn't find anything.
Wow.
So, could you please settle this debate between us and explain to him what this Geordie word means and how it is spelled so that I can rub it in his face? Loving the podcast. Keep it up. And that's from Ekaterina from Antwerp in Belgium.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So, but booking isn't in Google.
Wow.
Devastated.
Booking. How, like, kind of like rutting, but booking, innit? Like
B-U-C-K-I-N-G.
But there's different variations of it.
What do you mean?
So you could say, oh, you're having tonight might have a good book tonight.
Mm.
Meaning, it's basically a clean way of saying fucking.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
But the book kind of works because if you imagine like a donkey bucking you off or a horse bucking the back.
Buckaroo,
there we go. So it's kind of that. So that's what we use it as, bucking, meaning fucking, a book,
like
meaning
Buckingham Palace.
Not like that at all. A good book, fancier book.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone in the world has actually said fancy a book and then ended up having sex after that sentence.
I beg to differ. Have you ever been to...
Careful slagging places up.
I'm not going to say it, but just all of you now say that place. We're going to say it together, but we'll not say the place. This is the place that you think near you they would say booking and then still book on the night. So, Christopher, have you ever been to...
That place. You know what it is? So comedians, when I first started stand-up, right? Yeah, if you were on a bill and there was like a headliner who was a bit shit, but he was still headlining because maybe he'd just been going for quite a while, you would always hear them go to the promoter. So what's the local shithole around here then? And they would just slide it into their set. Nice. That's essentially what you've done there.
That's what I did, but I didn't see it.
That's like going to, do you know what I mean? That's like going to doing a gig in, sorry to get too local, but that's like doing a gig in Heaven and then slagging off Jarrow, like the neighbour in town. But that's basically what you just did there. That's what the shit comedians would do. What's the local shit? And then they'd go on stage and they'd be like, so, I was in that South Shields the other day and everyone would go, oh, hey, he's researched the local shitholes.
So fantastic. What you're trying to say is that I'm a comedian now.
What I'm trying to say is you're a very, very low-level circuit comedian.
Well, I'll have
very
that.
Very low-level.
With my own podcast. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris,
hello.
Please don't mention my name.
No worries.
I love the shit your listeners send in. It has me crapping.
Does it?
Has me cracking up on my train journey to work every Friday. So
we
thank
love it
you.
Too. Please may I continue.
Exactly. I thought you might want to hear one of my stories about my other half.
Yes.
We've been together 30 years, but when we were younger, around 25-ish, he never used to wear underpants under his jeans, as he always said they were uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
And oh, yes, I don't
under
understand
jeans?
That. I know.
They've got like a sharp zip.
They have.
Oh.
Have you got much sensation in your penis area?
I beg your pardon?
Just, what is that? Can you hear that?
There's a plane on the police copper. It's the police copper coming to arrest you for that vile question.
No, but so if I don't wear any knickers, it's a bit sensitive down there.
Right.
And like dischargey and that.
Jesus Christ.
So,
what? That's just not a word I was expecting to hear in that sentence.
True story.
Right.
You've got a vagina, you've got discharge.
Great.
50% of this audience will have discharge at some point.
Probably more than 50%, to be fair.
Exactly. I'm not sick of not talking about discharge. Like, it's a thing that happens.
Stop saying discharge.
So anyway.
Okay.
That's why you got to wear knickers and stuff.
Right.
But do yous get that? Is it really sensitive?
It's not really sensitive, but I couldn't imagine wearing jeans without underpants on. I'd need a soft layer to start.
Rough.
What's he doing?
Well, some people might like it.
Awful.
Do you want to hear the rest?
I've never understood going commando, but carry on.
Okay. I used to moan and tell him it was filthy, but it never made any difference. Anyway, one Sunday, we'd been out with his parents for lunch, and we'd had a few drinks with our dinner. After dinner, we all went back to our house to carry on our lovely afternoon. When we got to our house, I realised I didn't have any door keys on me, and neither did he. Useless.
Ugh.
Absolutely. What's wrong with these people?
Goodness.
We hummed and hawed about what to do. It was getting colder and his mum needed a wee, so he decided he'd climb through a small front room window that was slightly open. He started to climb in and got the top half of his body through. As he was getting his bum through, his jeans got caught on the window latch and he was stuck. So there he is, hanging upside down, facing us, but inside the window, whilst we're all standing in the front garden.
So they're outside.
Slowly.
He's gone through the top of the window, and just to get it in your mind's eye, so his face is now upside down, pressed against the window, looking out.
Yep.
Fuck me.
Suddenly, but very slowly, he started to slide out of his jeans as they were caught in the window and couldn't support his body weight. Before I knew it, his mum and dad watched in horror as his penis and balls started to expose themselves to us all.
Pressed up against the glass, steaming it up. Just slowly revealing his upside down cotton bollocks to his mum and dad, and she's desperate for a piss. That's fantastic.
Here he is hanging upside down with everything hanging out of his jeans, screaming at me to release his leg. I had no fucking clue what he was on about, and besides, I couldn't breathe for laughing. Listen, you're gonna love it. You're ready?
Absolutely amazing.
He stayed like that for nearly an hour.
Shut the fuck up! An hour!
Much to the amusement of most my neighbours and the rest of the street, who all came to see what was happening.
How did he stay for an hour?
I don't know if that's a little bit of an exaggeration. Can you imagine? He's just there with his cock and balls out, like, all right, God. Moira.
But that's the thing, though. I wouldn't get up and help him if his bollocks and cock were pressed up against the fucking window and I was his da. I wouldn't get up and help him. I'd just be like, well, I'm going to have to stand back here and not look. You're going to have to get yourself out of that, son. His cock and bollocks are
hanging
upside down.
You wouldn't help at all.
Or was it her dad?
It's his dad. His mum and dad, I think.
I mean, you'd have to get up and help, but I mean, what a pathetic specimen. Hanging upside down like a fish.
Well, it's... oh, God. His dick lolloping. Oh, jeez. I can see it. Can you see it?
I can see it.
I can literally see it.
His face is red.
I hate it. Like, it's horrible. It's horrible.
All the neighbours, what's happening? No, he's just hanging upside down in the window like a fucking parakeet with his dick on it. You know when they do that thing where they spin round the little perch? Oh, Christ alive.
He gradually and very slowly fell out of his jeans like a caterpillar emerging from his chrysalis, although not as pretty.
That's wonderful.
Anyway, he's now known by all the neighbours as Batman.
Fuck off. Because he hangs upside down.
Oh, I want to live there. That's the best street ever. Hey, well done them. What a fuck. Yeah. What a nickname.
All right, Steve. Oh, there was more. Do you not want to hear
the rest? There's more, yeah.
There's just a tiny little bit left. He's worn pants ever since, and I've never told him this, but shortly after I found my keys in the bottom of my bag.
Oh, my God.
So, that's hilarious. Oh, well done.
My God. That's amazing. I forgot that was even about underpants. So if he had underpants on, he'd have been fine. He'd just slid out, do a little roll.
He'd have just, you know, wear underpants. Wow. That's what the...
Yeah, served you right, you absolute reason. Animal. Served you right. Plus, you can get your dick caught in your zipper, man. Don't be doing that. We've all seen something about Mary. You don't want to do that. And your underpants to be in the way. Yeah. And your underpants to be in the way.
Yeah, that's a question. Do you ever get your willy stuck in your flies?
I'm frightened to say I've never done it because I feel like it might happen.
Okay.
But do you know, on Strictly recently, I've been stitched in. Do you know they put underpants on the shirts? Do you know this? Have I told you this?
What?
So you know the shirts? So you know like when I did the whole Fred Astaire number, cheek to cheek, and whenever I do anything where I've got a tucked in shirt, any dancer you see with a tucked in shirt, there are underpants sewed to the bottom of that shirt.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So you know when they're doing all the moves and lifting their arms in the air and stuff?
Wow.
So the shirt has underpants on the bottom. So the shirt buttons down all the way to the bottom, but then the two bottoms that would normally open, the two bottom corners of the shirt, are attached to a pair of boxer shorts.
That's amazing.
It's great, isn't it?
That's a lovely bit of not. I love stuff like that. I didn't know that.
So the first time I put them on, I was like, wow, it was going for a wee. Is a nightmare.
Well, how do you do that?
I have to navigate. So you know how some underpants have got like a Y front on the front, like a willy maze. Mm-hmm. I call it my stand up. I call it a willy maze. You've got to basically pull it open and snake your dick through it.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do that twice at two different size, different leveled pairs of underpants.
So you wear another pair of underpants with them as well?
Because the shirt goes back into the collection of shirts, so Ali Ash might be wearing it 1 week for something, and then I'm wearing one, and then Giovanni, and they're all wearing these shirts, kick around for ages.
Is this why your ass looks massive?
Because that's what the bulge is. I've got two pairs of fucking underpants on.
You've got two pairs of underpants on?
Yeah, so I have to undo the flies on the pants I've got on. Sometimes the pants are sometimes the actual trousers I'm wearing are stitched to the jacket I'm wearing, so I've got to undo the fly, reach in, like I'm reaching into that fucking stone in Flash Gordon where they put the hand in and the little animal gets them.
Yeah.
Reach in, go through the first set of Y fronts. Go through the first set of Y fronts and then through that hole of Y fronts, pull me actual boxer shorts down and pull me dick through all three layers and wee and then put it back in.
That must be really hard with your micro penis.
Yeah. God damn you.
I'm just trying to play your massive cock.
I'll have you know my bulge has its own Twitter account. Rightly or wrongly.
It really does. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I work in retail and as such work ridiculously long hours and often have to work 8 to 10 days in a row to get a weekend off. This is how it was this week. With a weekend off planned to spend time with my husband and two kids and also more importantly a night out on Saturday doing the tune.
Doing the tune.
With no kids at home when we return. Wink, wink.
Ooh.
Mm. Because we weren't going to see each other due to my shift pattern, I thought I would send my husband a cheeky pic to let him know what would be in store this weekend.
Right.
I get out some sexy underwear, took several pics until I thought I looked my best, sent him the picture on WhatsApp with the tag, can't wait for the weekend.
Shit.
However, I sent this picture to a WhatsApp group that contained myself, my husband, my 15-year-old son, my 12-year-old daughter, and my mother-in-law.
Oh my God.
I quickly tried to delete this picture, but only apparently deleted it for myself. I wasn't the admin for the group. That was, in fact, my daughter, who was at school. I immediately had a massive panic attack, sweating, shaking, crying, and becoming more hysterical. I wasn't bothered that they were going to see my tits. More the fact that I had implied them at my husband I was going to get my book on Saturday. So my question is, have you or Chris ever sent something that was for your eyes only to someone that shouldn't see?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I thought you were going to say friends. That's so, 15-year-old like son, 12-year-old daughter.
Imagine your mum sent you a sexy picture of her boobs.
God alive. Oh, no.
It's not good, is it?
I feel ill. I've gone all cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know. I've never done that before. I've never sent a sexy picture. I haven't sent a sexy picture for years. It really freaks us out. I don't know why people are still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, this shit's on the online or in the universe forever. Don't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. WhatsApp are reading all your stuff. Snapchat view. Snapchat once tweeted out, you know we see all your snaps.
Did they?
That's what they wrote. They just wrote, you know we see all your snaps, right? Yeah, that was his tweet they sent out.
Nah, listen.
The Snapchat people are just sending videos of their knobs and that all the time.
It's safer to just wear a long coat with nothing underneath.
Yeah.
Go to your crush's house.
Right.
Just quickly knock on the door.
Yeah.
When they answer, just go, woo, and then run off.
Great. So Rosie's just telling you to go flashing people.
Only people who you like texting that.
Oh, right. So they've got to be up for it. Right.
Well, no.
So not just someone you fancy.
That ruins the element of surprise.
Right. No, you can't be telling people that they can go and flash at people. Listen, this is the way to do it. Nice and old fashioned, right? Get yourself an easel out. Get yourself a big pad of paper. Charcoal, right? Get a friend to draw you. Naked, like one of the French girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a French stick and onions around.
All of
neck.
That. Yeah. Fold it up, right? Post it to a secure PO box that only the person you fancy has access to.
Right, okay.
Like that.
I'm down for that.
Good. I'll go and get the charcoal.
Here's a little question.
Yeah.
Recently, and I don't know why, I've been watching a few programmes. Real life programs where they've just randomly been in someone's house. I think it's like a lot of Real Housewives that I watch and all that kind of stuff. They've always got a picture of them naked.
What?
Somewhere in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Is that really vain and rank, or is it like an okay thing?
No,
to do?
No, it's minging. We've got friends who had they had a sexy. Some people I know of, a few people actually who've done it. They have their wedding photos, and then they have a sexy photo shoot for the husband. And it's like, oh, that's the, yeah, we had wedding photos, but then I also did a sexy photo shoot for him and they're his photos. Ugh. Couldn't you be arsed? Can you be arsed? I couldn't be arsed.
No, not now.
All right, mate, I'm the photographer. Oh, hello, mate. Are you going to do our wedding photos? Oh, are you also going to do the one of my wife getting a rat out for me? Yeah, am I? Oh, good stuff. I'll go and put the kettle on then. Fuck's sake. Is it me?
Happy wedding day. Here's a 4K picture of me rat. Digitally enhanced.
So alongside with Buck, welcome to now, if you didn't already know, you now live in a world where a disgusting Geordie phrase is get your rat out, which means vagina. You are all welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the party, bitches. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
And this week's celebrity question is from one of the Strictly Professionals, the fantastic, a lovely, talented, and very nice guy, Neil Jones. Just as a side note, he didn't ask us to say this, but I'm going to say it. People of the Northeast, Neil is actually bringing his tour. Rosie, you'll not believe what it's called.
What's it called?
Gingerland.
Brilliant.
If you didn't know, you already know, he's the ginger one.
It's just called Gingerland.
Yeah, he's going on tour all over the UK, but he's bringing it to the Customs House in South Shields, and with us being local in South Shields, I'm definitely going to go and see it. Tickets are on sale now on the Customs House website. That's just, he didn't even ask us to do that. I gave him a little plug because, you know, he's still in the competition with Alex, I'm still in, and he took the time to do this question for us, and I'm thanking him for it because he's a nice lad.
Well done.
Good morning, Chris and Rosie. I have a question for you. I've watched a documentary on a certain channel, which I won't talk about because I don't want to advertise. And this whole program was promoting being vegan. Now, during this show, they talked about if you were vegan, it could actually help your sex life. Myself and Chris, we've talked about this. So, Chris, this question to you, would you turn vegan or plant-based in order to improve your sex life? Rosie, would you like Chris to turn vegan to improve his sex life?
There we go.
It's a very interesting question.
Now, let us just give you some context here.
Okay.
Everyone's talking about it. It's this new documentary that's out about being a vegan. I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
It's basically, what happened was, he said to me, he was watching it, and he was paying absolutely no attention and thinking, this is a load of bollocks, I'm never going to go vegan. Then, they were interviewing two American footballers about it. Mm-hmm. I think it was American footballers. And they said, in no uncertain terms, since I've become vegan, my erection is a lot harder and it stays hard for longer.
Really?
And then he was like, okay, I might go vegan. And he's now trying to be vegan.
For real? Has he actually gone vegan because of that?
He said it in Blackpool. He was telling us about it. And I was like, the cakes, Rosie, the catering was amazing in Blackpool. Yeah. There was a massive table full of cakes. There was all these different cakes. And he had a fucking gluten-free vegan whatever, and I had just a normal cake. And he gave us this whole thing. And then literally as I was leaving the table, I was like, yeah, well done. I was like, well, enjoy fucking your gluten cake with your super hard dick. Well done.
No, well, the sex life-wise, we never see each other anyway. I don't think it would make much difference if we're vegan or not.
The amount of time we've got to squeeze it in, I kind of stay, you kind of keep it harder for longer. Christ, we'll never get finished.
Jesus. Mummy, daddy, gotta go to school. Listen, son, dad's a vegan now. We have sex for hours.
Like Sting.
What was that story?
What story?
About Sting.
Oh, he has like tantric. He has like tantric sex, doesn't he? Where he can take him. Apparently, he can take himself. It's like a meditation thing. He can take himself to like, the sensation of a climax and keep it for like 4 hours.
Oh my god!
Be like coming for like 4 hours nonstop. Again, could you be arsed?
Nah.
Could you
honestly
be arsed?
If so, I could love someone with all of my being.
Yeah.
And whatever. And if they said to me, "Oh, by the way, I take 4 hours to come," I'd say, "I'm sorry." I'm going to have to call this off right here.
I've got to agree with you.
I love you so much. I cannot be having sex for 4 hours.
Horrible.
Dry.
Absolutely horrible.
As a bone.
Rosie, honestly, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I go away a lot. You know, I have to use broadband and stuff in different hotels. If I'm sitting on a certain tuber-based website and I click on a video and it's like 45-minute video, I think, fucking having a laugh on you. What are you saying?
Got 2 minutes
to better be a behind-the-scenes documentary at the end of this.
Why is porn so long?
I don't know.
Who's masturbating for 45 minutes?
Who's moving round and changing round all them times? Bloody... Well, I tell you who, the dirty bastards who are putting skid marks on pillars, that's who.
Yeah, true. Very true. But no. I mean, you can try and go vegan if you want.
I don't think I could.
We're trying to eat a bit less meat.
Yeah, a bit less.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat a ridiculous amount of meat. And when I'm away, when I'm working, when it's like Strictly and stuff like that, the catering, I always go for the vegetarian option.
Yeah.
Just because I'm so pathetic with you. We've done it on the podcast. I'm pathetic with how I like meat cut. I like all the gristle and fat taken off it. And they don't give a shit. People with catering companies, they're hoying fucking necks and beaks and fucking feet and everything in it. Yuck. So I have all the vegetarian stuff. But yeah, I wouldn't want... Rosie, I'm at the stage now where I'm thinking, at what point am I going to start... In my life, I'm looking forward to the age where I'm going to wake up without an erection. I'm sick of it.
What do you mean?
Every morning, every morning.
Well, Christopher, I'm sorry, but I can't help that I'm so drop-dead gorgeous.
The worst bit is when Robin comes in the morning.
Looking at us.
When Robin comes in our bed in the morning, he wants a cuddle or whatever, that's fine. If he's half asleep, if he's coming earlier on and having a bit of a sleep, I'm telling you, he fucking directly kicks the end of it every time. He just directly kicks. Like he's stamping a tent pole into the floor.
That's so rank.
A tent peg, just clonk right on the end. I don't know how he does it. Horrendous. You can't have a wee when you've got an erection. Yeah, you got to stand there for fucking ages. So if I'm going vegan and bloody stretching that out, not a chance.
Listen, maybe you and Sting need to get together. You're on Strictly now.
Only on a
morning. More contacts.
Listen,
Sting,
if you're listening and you fancy it, come early on a morning because I can't, honestly, I've got to have a piss. I've got to have a piss doing a handstand, man.
Yeah, you'd probably be good at that as well. You never know. Thank you so much once again for listening. Yet again, I have nothing to promote, so I'm just going to hand you over to Chris now, and he's going to bang on about everything he's got going on.
Hi, promotional Chris here. Hope everyone's all right on this fine day. Hey, want to vote on Strictly for me and Karen? Not a problem. Get on it. Just as the show closes, you can vote 3x free online, and you can vote. I'm 03 is the end of my number. 15p from a mobile. It's genuinely lovely that you're all voting. Jokes aside, it's so nice that people are keeping us in there just because they enjoy what me and Karen are doing. Thank you very much. Please vote on Saturday after the show. Me Tour is on sale and literally almost sold out. So if you want to grab some extra tickets, please do. What else have I got? Anything else to sell? I don't think I have. If you want to get in touch, it's shagmoundinoid@gmail.com. Keep all of your stuff coming. You are literally the highlight of this podcast, you beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
I'll sell you my soul.
Oh, you're talking to the public.
Yes,
no. Oh, I do love you. I love you. Do you? Oh, that's nice.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.